It's Reading with Rella B.
Rella B.
I just have one question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
To come along with me.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
To imagine with Rella B.
Hi friends, it's Rella B. Are you ready to come and read with me? I'm so excited. We are going to have an amazing guest later on that's going to read us their original story. But before that, you know we have to get our brains and our bodies ready. And then after we listen to the story, we're actually going to have an interactive activity that will be linked in the description below that you can download if you would like to partake. So let's go ahead and start by getting our bodies ready. So we are going to reach our arms out wide. Reach them so far wide. How far can you reach? Just be mindful of your space if you're in a small space like a car, but try to reach as far as you can out. Stretch, 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 stretch as if you're trying to reach whatever is next to you. Now let's reach up above our heads. Reach high, high, high as if you're trying to reach the roof or the sky, or whatever might be above you. After that, let's reach out in front of us and move our arms so one is a little bit further than the other, and then we switch them as if we were trying to tap one area, but we needed to just push a little bit further, so we have to switch our shoulders. Can you do that? Like you're tapping with one hand on an invisible circle, and then you're tapping with the other hand. Now that we've stretched out our arms, we're gonna go ahead and tap our heads. Tap the top of your head with your fingertips. Tap, tap, tap. Tap around the back of your head. Tap around the front of your head. Tap down to your ears. Tap down to your neck. And now tap your shoulders. Tap, tap, tap. Does that feel good? Now we're going to pat our legs. Pat our legs. And if you're in a position that you can stand up, reach one leg up so you're only standing on one leg, and then you're gonna rotate your ankle. Rotate your ankle. If you're sitting down, then you can rotate both ankles at the same time. But if you're standing up, just go ahead and rotate one. And then we're gonna switch and stand on your other foot and balance and rotate the other one. And then wiggle our fingers and our toes. Wiggle, wiggle our fingers and our toes. And if you can bend down and touch your toes, that would feel great too. Bend down and tap, tap, touch your toes. And then we're gonna shake it all out. Shake, shake, shake it all out. All right, now that our bodies are ready, it's time for Rella's Riddle to get our brains ready too. This is how Rella's Riddle works. First, I'm going to give you 3 hints, and then I'm going to give you 10 seconds to guess. Are you ready? Hint number 1. I'm not straight, and I have no end. Do you know what I am? Hint number 2. Round and round is how I go. Hint number 3. You'll find me in your shoelaces making a bend. Do you know what I am? This one's a little bit tough, huh? I'll give you a few more seconds to guess. Good job! If you guessed a loop, then you would be correct, or even maybe a circle. But in this particular case, it's gonna be a loop, and we're gonna be learning a lot about loops. So let's go ahead and welcome out our author.
So guys, today we are going to be having a special guest. Her name is Miss Ronisha, and she is going to be sharing with us how to code and different parts of coding. Have you guys ever heard of coding? Do you know that code goes into behind the scenes of your phone and your computer and your tablet? It basically makes all of your games work. Well, Miss Ronisha is going to explain some different concepts that go into coding. I'm so excited to introduce you to her. Hi, Miss Renisha.
Hi. Hi, everyone. I'm super excited to talk to you all about coding and read a little bit to you all from my book, Coding with Cornell. So I'm really excited to get started.
Yay. Well, we're excited. We would love to go ahead and hear more about it.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to be reading one of the books in the Coding with Cornell series. And this book is called Coding with Cornell Loops. So by the time I'm done with reading this, you all should understand what a loop is and how it works. So let's get started. Hi, I'm Cornell, and I'm teaching my little sister, Corey, how to code using Python. Round and round in circles. Round and round we go. Repeat, repeat, repeat. Until the code says no more. In coding, loops allow us to repeat an action until we've repeated it enough that it's done to our satisfaction. There are two loops in Python, the for and the while. Both of the loops have their own style. A while loop is great when you have a condition to tell it to stop. Like, while the floor is still dirty, please continue to mop. But when the kitchen's all clean and the floor is bare, we can go outside to play, or you can ask mom to do your hair. Round and round in circles. Round and round we go. Repeat, 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 until the code says no more. The for loop looks at a list and goes through all of its items, like the task you have to complete before performing at your recitals. You have to go to class and learn the dance, practice, 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 and practice again. When it's time to perform, you get all dressed up. Then you dance the best dance ever and show us your stuff. We see so many loops around us every day, like when mom plays the same song 5 times, or Monday through Friday, when dad wears the same pair of J's. Loops are important in Python because they help us to write less code. They can stop us from repeating ourselves too much, and this helps so coding doesn't get old. Round and round in circles, round and round we go. Repeat, 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 until the code says no more. And that is Coding with Cornell Loops.
Wow, that's so incredible. We can see loops in real life, and loops also have to do with the coding in our computers. That's so amazing.
Yes, it's so much fun. I really love using loops just because I don't like repeating myself too many times when I'm writing code. Can you imagine having to write a line of code 10 times or 100 times when if you use a loop, you only have to write that line of code once? It really does save a lot of time.
Oh, wow. I know that I don't like to write a sentence more than once, so that is really useful. And I would also love to know, who are Corey and Cornell?
So Cornell is based on my great nephew. He is 4 years old and he's so smart and so much fun. And Corey is my goddaughter, and she just turned 3, and she's so much fun, and she just loves the Corey character. She looks at her and she says, "Is that me?" And I absolutely love that because I want her, as well as other young boys and girls, to read these books and feel like they see themselves, and also feel like they can see themselves coding at some point and maybe even becoming coder or engineer as a career.
Oh, that's amazing. So what do you use to help them learn how to code?
So when I'm working with kids and I'm helping them to learn how to code, one of my favorite things to use is Scratch, which is by MIT. And Scratch is a programming language that uses visual blocks. So you can like put blocks together in code. And when you put those blocks together, it gets your code to work. So you can make things like loops. You can also make conditional statements, which is one of the things that we talk about in the Coding with Cornell series. You can also make things like lists. So Scratch is really great to learn when you're really young. And then from Scratch, you move into languages like Python, which is what we talk about in Coding with Cornell.
Oh, wow. So Python's not like a snake? What is Python?
Python is not a snake, and Python is also not named after the snake either, which is really funny because lots of people think that the Python coding language is named after a snake. But really, Python is just a language that we use for coding. So it's a lot like when we're talking to each other, we can use languages like English or Spanish or French or Italian or, you know, the hundreds of other languages that exist. We use those so that we can communicate with each other, but we communicate in the same way that we're talking now. So I can say hi or hello or bonjour or something else in multiple languages. And Python allows us to do that with coding. So there's the Python coding language, and there are other coding languages like Scratch is one, and also JavaScript, which allows us to build websites, or Swift, which allows us to build things like apps for our phone.
Oh, wow, that is so amazing. But sometimes I get pretty frustrated when I'm trying to learn something new. So what kind of advice would you give someone that would like to learn coding?
The biggest advice I would give is just keep trying. I know that there are times when things are really difficult and you get a little bit nervous about trying something that scares you. But the way that we are able to grow and become big and strong is by trying again if things don't work out well the first time. And when we try again, we build our confidence. And when we try again, we realize that we actually can achieve whatever it is that we want to achieve. So I would say if anybody is a little bit nervous about trying coding, or they run into a couple of issues when they're trying to code, just try again. Try and try again until you feel like you've got it, because you will get it.
Yay! Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And if we would like to learn a little bit more about you or Corey and Cornell, where do we go?
We should go to codingwithcornell.com. Or you can look at our Instagram, which is also Coding with Cornell. On our Instagram, we have a lot of resources for parents. So you can look at some of the examples that we would use when we're talking about loops or data types or the other topics that we cover in the series, so that you can feel more comfortable reading the book and talking to your kids about coding.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for your time, Miss Ranisha. It was great meeting you, and it was great learning about coding. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, wow. That was awesome. I hope you enjoyed the story as much as I did. And if you did, I'd love it if you took a second to rate and review this podcast. I'd also like to invite you to look in the description. You can find all of the information that has to do with our guest and this week's interactive activity in the description below. And just so you know, I would like to thank you for coming to listen to Reading with Rella B this week. And you know what time it is. It's time to find out our co-creators. Show us co-creators in the app. Tell me, tap, tap, tap. Hello, smartphone, tell us today. Did all our friends have fun and play? I hear my friend, Narya.ai, had fun today. Have you ever wanted to be an author or create your own book, but maybe you don't know how to print it or illustrate it, or you maybe need some help to write it as well? Well, Narya.ai will help you create a story, and then they'll actually help you illustrate it too. You can do this all for free online, but if you would like to have it printed and shipped to you, then you can purchase it as well and have it in a soft cover or hardcover. Definitely check out Narya.ai today. And if you would like to get the free interactive activity, you can find it in the link below. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll see you next time. Toodles!